today, I want to leave you with a message. And today's message is called The Image of God. You are the image of God. Let's read here from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness." And if we skip down to verse 27, he says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." So this is back in the book of Genesis when God is creating us. And it talks about how he created us in his own image. In the image of God, we are created. Now, you've heard me talk about this quite a bit recently, and I keep coming back to this. Why does God keep leading me back to talk more about this image of God? Because this is who we really are. And we have to know that we are created in the likeness of God, in the image of God we are created. Why do we have to know that? We have to know that because if we know who we are, then we know what we can do. We know what we're capable of. And we have to understand fully and completely and embrace it. Sometimes people begin to think, well, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be the image of God. It's not whether you're worthy or you're not worthy. God created you that way. That's the way it is. Believe it and receive it. So it's not about whether you feel worthy, because you receive that image. That is how the image was created. Now, I was sharing this with a young boy yesterday. He was about 9 years old. And I said, "You were created in the image of God." And he says, "Well, Ted, that can't be right, because my mother was pregnant with me." So how did God create me if my mother was pregnant? I thought it was a very good question. I said, that's true. But the blueprint is what God has set up. Yes, we grow in our mother's womb, but the blueprint of how we're going to grow and how we're going to live has already been planned out by God. And that's what we're talking about here, is that is how God has set up and created your life. I'm sure some of you had that same question. His next question was, "So does that mean I look like God?" Which I also think some of us think about that too. Do we look like God since we're in the image of God? And it's a good question. But now, this is talking about when God created our soul. He is talking about who we are at the core of our being, created in his own image. Because if we go down a little bit further in Genesis 2:7, this is the next chapter, because we were in chapter 1, now we're in chapter 2, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Whoa, last chapter he just created us, and now a chapter later, did God forget that a chapter ago that he had just formed us? Did he forget that? No. See, what's happening here in chapter 2 is he is forming our body. He is talking, the soul was formed in chapter 1 according to the blueprint, the image of God. Now he creates our body. This is what happens when they're in the womb. Now we're formed of the dust of the earth. And then he breathes life into us. That is the spirit of God now is breathed into us. His spirit of life is breathed into us. So we have those three aspects. We have the soul, which was created in chapter 1. We have the body, which is the dust they're speaking about here. And then the third aspect is the spirit of God. So body, soul, spirit, right? Those are the three aspects that encompass us. The image of God is the soul. That is what he's talking about. Now, what happens to us from the time we're born? We begin to create another image. We begin to create a different image. We begin to create a self-image, an image based on what you have experienced. Often it's created based on trauma. Sometimes the most traumatic thing in your life is what goes into saying who you are. You begin to believe, this is who I am. You begin to believe who you are based on your experiences, based on what your parents have told you, based on what your teachers have told you. If your teachers have said you're slow, you begin to believe you're a slow learner. If somebody has said, oh, you're not good at drawing, suddenly you begin to believe that about yourself. So you begin to develop a self-image, an image of the self. And it gets to be very far removed from what the image of God, the way God created you in his likeness, is. So they begin to diverge and become separated. And remember what I said. Based on who you think you are, that will determine what you think you can do. And it will determine what you're able to do. So if you believe, based on the self-image of what you created, based on what people have said, culture has said, parents have said, if you believe based on pain and limiting experiences of the world, if you believe that's who you are and that's who you're supposed to be, then you'll never be able to do the things that God has promised you to do. You'll never do the things that God has planned you to do. And that's why I think this is so important. That we have to understand that self-image was created in darkness. It was created in the absence of God quite often. It was created when we were at our darkest hour and we were in the midst of pain. Somebody had said something hurtful or we were angry, and now we began to believe stuff about ourselves that was not true. And as a result of that, the further that we get into the darkness, the more the image of God becomes grotesque and twisted. Meaning that now in the darkness, what is up looks down, and what's down looks up, what's right looks wrong, and what's wrong looks right, and everything is inside out and backwards when you're in the dark. You have this experience. If you've ever closed your eyes and tried to, I even have this experience sometimes when I'm praying. I'll be at the front and I'll close my eyes and I'll begin to pray, and by the time I open my eyes, I'm facing over here. Now, with my eyes closed, I was sure that I was facing you guys as I was praying, because that's who I was praying with. But something made me turn over here. I think because my wife sits over here. But just that few seconds of praying, or that few minutes of praying, I get disoriented and now face a different direction. The same thing happens with us when we're forming a self-image. The self-image begins to turn away from God, away from the image of God that we have been created to be, and we start to face in a different direction. We need to leave the self-image behind. We need to step back into what God has created us to be right here in Genesis chapter 1, 26. It talks about that we are created in his image. In his likeness he has created us. Male and female, meaning nobody's been left out. They've all been created in the image of God. And you need to take hold of the image of God and understand and realize, this is who I am. Amen. This is who I've been created to be. And this is the key to me fulfilling the plan of God. This is me fulfilling the plan that God has set before me by understanding and knowing that I am created in his image. In the image of God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
The more that we can embrace that image, the more we can become what God has created us to be. The image of God, Jesus. Jesus is the image of God. God comes down into physical form, walks on the earth, and opens the way for us to step back into the perfect plan of God, which is to become the image of God. In other words, for us to step out of the darkness and the grotesque self-image that we have created, we have to only receive the image of God, which is Jesus. As we receive the image of God, we become the image of God. We are no longer sinners. We are no longer sick. We are no longer victims. We are no longer slow learners. We are no longer suffering and tormented or under control or manipulated. No. We now become righteous.
Amen.
Say amen to that. This is the righteousness that we get to receive, and we are brought right back in to the image of God.
Amen.
We are brought right back into alignment with what God created us to be from the very beginning. We get to be it again. And often what we try to do is we start to look at God from our self-image, from this grotesque image, and we try to bring God down to our level. Because we start to give him attributes that we have taken upon ourselves. We say, well, God made a mistake. Well, God is hurting people. Well, God is angry. When God is love, God is up here, and that's where he belongs. And what he wants us to do is to take on his image, his likeness. You take on that image, that likeness, and now you are brought up to his level. So you are created like God. Say amen to that. So that's what often when we're trying to bring it down, you know, we're just pulling, instead of pulling him, allowing him to pull us up to his level, we're trying to bring him down to our level. God wants to take us out of this level that we've been living in, a level of darkness, a level of pain. And he wants us to be lifted up so we're right there, co-heirs with Christ. That's where he's taking us. And so here in 2 Corinthians, Paul is writing, this is chapter 3, verse 18. And he says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. So we're as if we're looking in a mirror, we're seeing the Lord. As we're looking, it's like we're seeing him there. And are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So as we are beholding the Lord, as we're looking at him, it's like we're looking into a mirror. And as we look upon him, as we behold him and see the glory that is in Jesus and know the things that he has accomplished and know that it's for you, as we look upon that and we praise God for it, we begin to become the image of God. We become that image of God. Because that's who we were created to be. And that's where we need to go. We need to go back into that same image. If you guys walk out of here, if anything today, I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that you are the image of God.
Amen.
If you only focus on where you've been, you will never get to where you're going. Quite often, the self-image that we have created is based on where we have been. But when you start to look at the image of God is talking about where you're going.
Amen.
It's talking about who you're going to become and what you can do and the power that God has put into you. So it's not about looking back. It's about looking upon God to see where you're going and who you were created to be. Do not let who you think you are prevent you from being who you were created to be. Some people, they have invested time and money and effort into being the twisted self-image. They have invested time into believing, this is who I am. Ted, I've lived this way all my life. Ted, I've been through pain. You don't know the kind of pain that I've been through, Ted. That's who I am. I can't change. This is who I am. That's just who I am. I can't do anything about it. That's not what God is saying, though. That's what they're saying. And they're looking back at it. Don't let that prevent you. Holding on to who you think you are, don't let it prevent you from becoming what God created you to be. And that requires something, because what often people say is, well, Ted, if I'm not this, and they don't say it in these words, but essentially this is what they're saying, I'm not this image of God that you're talking about, and if I let go of this twisted, hurt, damaged, you know, grotesque image of myself or who I think I am, if I let that go, who will I be? I won't know who I am. I won't know where I'm going, but you will know where you're going because God's already told you who you are and where you're going. See, we can't get caught up into believing what the voices that we've been hearing about ourselves. Sometimes we've been talking to ourselves saying, I'm an addict. I'm sick. I'm weak. I'm a slow learner. I'm a sinner. I'm grotesque. I live in falsity. You know, I have trouble with this. You know, I have trouble figuring things out. You know, all these things that you're saying, that is based on that self-image. That is not based on the image of God that God created you. That is based and has come out of the trauma that you have gone through in your life, through the experiences that you have gone through in your life. But God is saying there is something greater. He is showing you and revealing that you are created in the image of God. And that when you begin to embrace the image of God and understand, yes, this is who I am, you step out of that darkness and you are transformed. And you can be transformed immediately. Say immediately.
Immediately.
You can be transformed immediately. The minute you receive the image of Jesus, which is the image of God, you now become the image of God. And now all you have to do is start to identify with that I am a co-heir, that I am the image of God, that I can work the works of the kingdom because I have the power. You can work the works of the kingdom because you have the power.
Amen.
You have the authority and you are the image of God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So this is something that's important for us to really understand and see clearly. Too many times we disqualify ourselves. God qualifies us and says, you are the image of God. We disqualify ourselves and say, well, I'm not worthy. You are worthy. If you've received Jesus, you're worthy. He has made you worthy by becoming righteous. When you receive his righteousness, he has taken away the unworthiness. He has taken away the falsity. He has taken away the trauma. He has taken away the shortcomings. He has taken away the sickness. He has taken it all away. Why? So you can stand and be the perfect image of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
You know, it's important for us to be able to see who we are as the image of God. And that's something you need to keep talking to God about so that he can reveal to you. Who am I, this image of God that you created? Keep looking at his word and seeing what he has said, who you are. Keep looking at that and keep knowing it. Because if you don't see the image of God, if you do not see that that's who you are, then you get afraid to leave behind the old self-image. Because you won't know, who am I going to be? If I can't be nobody, right? You can't be nobody. You got to be somebody. And if you leave behind the old self, but you're afraid because you don't know the new self, then you'll get stuck and you'll go back. And I've seen people who've embraced the image of God and stepped into the kingdom of God, and then they didn't understand fully or see the glory that God had put there, and they turned around and went back to being their old self-image. So one day they're living in victory, because that's what Jesus has given us, and the next day they go back to being a victim. And then they go back to victory. And then they go back to being a victim. And if we can fully see that we were created as the image of God, that you were created in the likeness of God, if you can see that fully and understand what that means, now you can leave behind the old. You can just drop it immediately and step into the kingdom of God. And that's where God is taking us. Here Jesus says in Matthew 16:24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. I believe that Jesus is talking about exactly what we're talking about today. When he's saying, he's not talking about us dying in the physical sense. He is talking about us clinging to the old identity, the old life that we think, who we think we are. And he is saying, if you continue to protect that, if you continue to hold on to that, if you continue to live according to that, you will lose your life. Because the life that he's talking about is the life of that great blessing that God has given us, that you have been created in the likeness of God. And for you to step into the image of God, you have to let go of who you think you are. You have to let go of all that trauma and that old stuff from the past so you can now step into the righteousness that God has created you to be. Say amen to that. And so that's, I believe that's what Jesus is talking about here when he says that we will lose it if we hang on to it. We'll lose the life because we'll never receive the blessing that God has provided for us. So, we really die to our old self. That old part of us dies and we become a new creature. Here it talks about it in 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is Paul talking. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So the old creature has to die, has to be let go of, so that we can become that new creature in Christ. We can become that new creature. And that's what we want to become. And here it says in 2 Corinthians 6:16, this is giving you again, this is, if you close your eyes and kind of picture this, this is the image of God that's being shown here. And this is Paul speaking again. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. You are the temple of God. That is the image of God. And when you receive Jesus, you become that image. Now, it talks about, also in the Bible, not creating graven images. Not creating other images. You remember this part? He's talking about not making other images. I believe again that he is talking about when we are creating that self-identity, when we are becoming something else in the darkness. It is that it is becoming the image of the beast. It is becoming that other creature, not the creature that God has created, but this other one. And so we need to cast that out. We need to release that old identity so that we can step into our true self, so we can be what God has created. And here in Galatians 4:6, it says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So you are sons and daughters in Christ. So you are children of God. This is who you are. Do not cling to the old identity that you're all alone and that nobody loves you and that nobody cares for you. And then maybe that was your experience and you're looking back, but don't look back anymore. Begin to look towards God. And He will show you that you are not alone. He will show you that you are righteous, that you are a child of God, that you are the temple of God, that you're filled with the Spirit of God. And he'll begin to reveal to you all of the great things that you can do. God has created a life for you beyond what you can imagine. And that's why we have to keep looking to Him, so we can see the goodness, so we can see the greatness of God, so that we now can see how great we are, what God has put into us is. And in Jesus' name, we can fulfill it and succeed in it. Say amen to that. So, as we look towards this image of God, we have to forget. God has forgot. He has blotted out your transgressions. He remembers your iniquities no more. It's time to forget and let go of the things of the past. No longer being looking back to them, but now reaching towards the promises of God.
Amen.
In your life, you will always have victory if you continue to look towards God and reach towards His promises and speak the words of faith. See, as an image of God, the only words that you will speak are the words of God. And those are the words of faith. And those words, as Jesus said, are spirit and they are life. And as you reach towards the promises of God and strive towards that, you now are speaking the words of faith and creating the life that God planned for you in all ways. And this is the gift of God that He has given in Jesus. That when you receive Jesus into your heart, you become the image of God, and it can happen immediately. It's only up to you not to hold on to. Do not hold on to or cling to who you thought you were. Let it go.
Amen.
Let it go right now.
Amen.
And as you let that go and you continue to cling to the image of God, you will have the life that God promised. He said to be blessed, and you will be blessed in all ways.
Amen.
He said that you will prosper, and you will prosper in whatever you put your hand to. He said that you are victorious, and you will be victorious over all situations, circumstances, and people. It does not matter what tries to stand against you. You will be victorious. And all it requires is for you to step into and be what God created you to be. And that is the image of God.
Amen.
Amen. Close your eyes right now. I want to take a moment, just while your eyes are closed. All it's required, because God has already done the big part. All it's required today is for you to choose to let go of who you think you are. It doesn't matter whether it was a teacher that said you weren't good enough. It doesn't matter whether it was your parents that said you couldn't do that job. It doesn't matter what it was. Society said, well, you can't do that because you're a woman. Whatever it was, that has no power over you anymore. You can choose today to let go of that false self-image. Right now, put that into Jesus' hands. Give that to Jesus. It doesn't matter whether you're saying that you're sick or that you're false or that you're addicted or that you're, you know, whatever it is, the image, give it to Jesus right now. Because that doesn't belong to you anymore. Give it to Him. And right now, begin to look as God was talking. God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created male and female. He created them. I want you to begin to see that you are created in the image of God. See Jesus before you. That is the image of God. And invite Jesus to come into your heart now. I receive the image of God. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Fill me up. And I cling to this image because this is who I am. And I receive it. And I thank you, God, for this gift of making me equal with you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. If you did that, you know, something that's important is always every day make the choice to take a hold of the promises of God. If something tries to creep in that tells you you're something else other than what God has said, give it to Jesus. Remember, Jesus went to the cross. When He was on the cross, He was taking all that stuff from you. He was taking sins and iniquities, but He was also taking the false beliefs. He was taking the sickness. He was taking the darkness. All of that stuff that tries to come against us, Jesus took it upon Himself. Why? To relieve the burden from us so that now we can exchange with Him. So we give Him all that stuff and He gives us righteousness. He puts us in right standing with God. He reconciles us back to the Father so we're one again. We get to have that. That means anytime something tries to come up that tells you you're something other than the image of God, you give that to Jesus. Why? Because it already belongs to Him.
Amen.
He paid for it.
Amen.
You shouldn't have it.
Amen.
Give it to Him. Right? He already paid for it more than 2,000 years ago. It belongs to Him. What is that called if you have something that somebody else has paid for? That's called theft. Give it away. It doesn't belong to you. And every time it comes up, you give it to Jesus and you receive more fully the image of God. Remember what Paul was talking about. You're looking into that mirror. You're beholding the Lord, the glory of the Lord. And as you look into that mirror and you see more and more clearly, you become what God has created you to be. So you get rid of anything that's not of the image of God and you continue to look upon what God has created. You continue to receive those promises of God. And you will have the life that God promised.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.